Susan B. Anthony and Frederick Douglass were, in fact, good friends. The historical record reflects their deep respect and appreciation for each other. Yet the movements they represented weren't able to keep alive the calm, secure connection conveyed so evocatively in our story. Unfortunately, as their ideas about rights gained traction globally, public conversation got framed as a contest in which only one side could emerge victorious. People, especially those with an interest in keeping folks from being friends across difference, began to ask, well, whose rights should come first anyway, women's or African Americans? Brutal infighting ensued. Leadership of neither side handled it well. Rather, they seemed to lose sight of the fact that some people are both African American and female. Where did their rights fit in? Ultimately, leaders failed to see that all causes are strongest when we refuse to compete, when we won't let ourselves be divided. The story of two friends is true and complicated. And this makes it just like many of our friendships. Sometimes it's hard to stay in relationship across difference, whatever that difference might be. Sipping tea by candlelight with a couple slices of cake is a wonderful way to spend the day. But those same great friends we enjoy tea with can let us down, hurt our feelings, even stop being in our lives for a variety of reasons. Death, a falling out, someone could move out of the area, or become emotionally distant. Langston Hughes, the activist, writer, and early innovator of the jazz poetry art form, wrote this very simple verse about friendships broken and gone. I loved my friend. He went away from me. There's nothing more to say. The poem ends soft as it began. I loved my friend. Doesn't that say it all? We love our friends, but that doesn't mean it's always easy or even possible to keep every friendship. Personally, I struggle sometimes to stay in close touch, even to my most beloved people, if I move geographically, simply due to practical considerations, no change of my heart. Sometimes we might discover that nothing on the surface has changed, but one or both people in a friendship have evolved away from previously shared interests or values. I've been hearing from a few of you here lately that even simple social media connections have gotten challenging to maintain in this political climate. Friendship takes labor. It's work, kind of like assembling a puzzle. Even if ultimately worthwhile, it can be frustrating. There are bound to be funny-shaped holes here and there, but if you piece it all together, you have this amazing art form right there in your hands, and that can come with a lot of satisfaction. Puzzles evoke absence and presence. Apt themes when it comes to the joy and turmoil of trying to figure out how to be a friend or how to keep one, how to grieve one or develop one.